come to my mind just now, but someday I'm going to preach on God stopped it. God stopped it.
Yeah.
I've been in on that a few times where God stopped it. And I was able, by the grace of God, look at him and say, that's all of it. It's over. You're out of it. Mr. Clayton was in the hospital in Oklahoma City, and somebody said, go see him. Lord knows his business. You know why he can't have his way? He don't have yielded vessels lots of times. They obey the Lord. I went over there, and when I went in the hospital up in the isolation ward, as a colored man met me.
Yeah.
He said, you're a preacher man, aren't you? Yeah, I said, I am. What you here for? I'm here to see Mr. Clayton. He said, he had that gown on me, you know, it's isolation ward, you know, they fix you so you're supposed to be able to not catch what they got. He said, you go in that room right there. I'll bring him to you. I tell you, the Lord knows it. At the entering in of the village, ye shall find a colt tied.
He knows.
Oh, little donkey tied by the way. If you could speak, I wonder what you'd say. I've got a song wrote on that. Never sung it before, but I'd have to look the words up. And you know what's found when it went in? A donkey tied by the way. A colt tied by the way. He told them they'd find it before they got there. My uncles were bronc riders. They broke horses. You didn't break it, it broke you. You did not crawl on the back of an animal that had never been rolled just like that. But he did. God stopped it. I went in where the colored man put me. He brought Mr. Clayton to me. Lord just planned it all. He knows what he wants done. The only reason he's not getting it done, we just don't go by the plan. What the Lord wants us to do. Went in there and here he comes, sat down with me. Going to take his voice box out in a couple of days. The tongue brought that to mind. Not be able to talk anymore.
Never again.
Mr. Clayton, I said, I come to talk to you about the Lord. He couldn't talk about the Lord. He could sit on Spitting Whittler's Corner on Saturday evening like he used to in Oklahoma when they all went to town, done the chores when they got home, talk about politics and all the neighbors. He could cuss. Isn't it strange how folks can talk about everything under heaven? You mention God now. But I said, come to pray with you. He said, I can't pray. He could do all that other talking, but he couldn't pray.
Couldn't pray.
I prayed and he didn't. Next day I went back again. All the kin folks was in his room now, windows up about that high. And there's all, you know, church folks that's not saved can make anybody in the world think they're saved nearly without being saved. That's a strange thing. And I can't ought to get people saved.
Right.
But church folks that think they're saved can convert the whole world into what they believe and make them think they're saved and they never have repented. And they had him shielded. And the Spirit said to me, now watch it. A spirit said to me, leave it alone. You've done your part. Back out of it. But I realized that that was not the Spirit of the Lord. It seemed like it talks as plain and as loud, but it wasn't the Lord. I knew that. And I crowded through them church members to his bedside. Mr. Clayton, I said, you're a lost man. You're not saved. You're fixing to lose your voice box, and you won't be able to communicate with people like you used to. You need to repent and become converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Now, folks are going to wish a lot of things are blotted out that they're proud of now, but after a while, they wish they were blotted out. Blot that out where I give that man a piece of my mind, would you? Blot that out. Blot that out.
Yes.
I felt a breeze come under the window open about that tall. It swept over me like that breeze that blew in on the day of Pentecost. I knew it was the Lord. That's a witness from the Lord to me. Swept across me. And Mr. Clayton, at the time that happened, I laid my hand on the middle of his back, his head bowed over. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You don't have to say much more than that to get God's attention. You tell him how much you weigh and who all you whooped and how smart you are and how many degrees you got. But you'd be better to say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I've prayed that a few times since I got saved. Just felt like a sinner for a little bit. I said, man, I had no more diplomacy about him than that, no more sense than that. I ought to ask God to forgive him for sinning. Oh, Jesus. He got saved right there in the presence of them church members and said, go get a tape recorder for me. I want to put this down on tape and tell my boys how I found the Lord. Well, he got saved. I wasn't here last night. I with the great wisdom I have, I've pulled a good boner since I've been here, but I'll just leave it between me and LL. Maybe we can work it out. But went up to a church and preached a little while, and B-talk testified at the end of it. And a woman after church came and said to an old boy that's sitting in here, get me that tape of that woman. I was at my road's end when I got here. I needed help bad. I didn't know what to do. And what that woman said rescued me. I want that tape. The boys in here, they sat right back there. I said, son, did they mention my name? No. Never even mentioned my name. Did they ask for a tape of what I said? No, I said they didn't. I wanted him to go back to the pastor when he got back and ask him, did you know of anybody in there that asked for a tape or remembered anything I said? B took it. B got it.
Glory.
She won it.
God used
if you got saved and all you've been in is a strenuous condition ever since, you've been a straining ever since you got in, you need to get in again. Let God put the stop on that. He never gave you salvation to give you a nervous breakdown, to worry you to death, to fret you to pieces. No, sir. No, sir. That's not the reason God gave His Son. That's the reason why Dale Moody said, walking through the city park with a millionaire, he said, I'm light as a feather and free as a bird. What did you say, Dwight? This happened. The millionaire said, what did you say? He said, I'm light as a feather and free as a bird. We ought to be, hadn't we, Sister Collins? I remember when I didn't have nothing to say to you concerning your cancer. I begged God in Oklahoma, will you come to him? He don't do what we want him to. You can't order him around. I said, Lord, is there anything you'd have me to say to Sister Collins? I never send sad news. I wasn't sent to care of that. I have to transport some of it sometime for some people, but I wasn't sent to care of that. I wasn't even sent to preach on who's to sin against the Holy Ghost. I don't know. Do you? I never have been able to tell who commits sin against the Holy Ghost. Jesus knew what he was saying when he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It'll cause lame men to leap and shout. It'll cause wicked men to quit cursing. It'll cause wife beaters to stop. It'll cause whiskey drinkers to quit. Preach the gospel of good mood that delivered through Jesus Christ. You can preach that till they give out and have folks leap at all of the seats. It still works. It still works. I prayed for something, Lord. Now, if he don't give it to you, you don't have it. But if God says it to you, you've got it. One day the Spirit come upon me. It's now time to get in touch with Sister Collins and tell her that God's going to heal her. Going to bring her on out. She won't have to worry about that. I'm wrestling this morning. I never preached the same text twice for years. Years I never preached the same text twice. Not bragging about that, just didn't do it. But this morning, I have a thought on my mind that I use this thought. Got lots of them, boys. Men, but women. But a very simple thought. I've never been a great preacher, thank you. I appreciate your compliments. The Lord has never told me I've done good. In 52 years, He has spoke to me. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Thank the Lord. But he has never told me I've done good, not one time. He has spoke to me through the years and through the tears, through the death and the cancer and the heartache like you've had, but he's never told me I've done good, not one time. The only thing he's ever said to her is, Father Roman. Father Roman. He's got plans for after a while. Which Claude was here to sing, Father on, Father on, Father on, Father on up the road.
Yeah.
You hear him sing?
Yeah.
Once in a while I repeat. Not often. We have a couple of good men here that I repeated this in their presence. I don't like to do that a lot of time because they want to hear something different, and I like to do that. But somehow or another this morning I felt maybe it was the Lord, maybe not. Everything I do is not the Lord. I've heard folks get all mixed up and get your tongue all tangled up and get all mixed up. Why not just say, sure pulled a boo-boo that time, didn't I? I didn't do so hot that time, did I?
Look out.
If you'd have got with me, I could have done something. Why, I wasn't sent to say, if you get with me, I can preach. That's not a verse of gospel. Ain't a thing in the world to it. Tie yourself on that and you'll be tied off on it in every other service.
That's right.
Don't hook anything up to you, boys, when you preach. Preach because God called you. If this old boy don't grin, he may have the toothache. Leave that right there. He may not be able to grin. If you don't get no amens, forget it. They're listening. You tie yourself off on all that stuff and you can't think of your name hardly. I know, I don't mean, I'm not a smart aleck, and my name's not aleck, and I'm not smart, but I want to tell you one thing. It's a crime to say I'd have got in if the rest would have got in. You know what? You don't have the backbone of a redworm. I'd be ashamed to tell it to anybody. Get on in, son. You're big enough to knock them all down anyhow. Get in. Glory to God. Don't give an excuse I'd have got in. If it wasn't for them, you're going to have yourself tied off everywhere you go. They didn't back me. Who didn't back you? Who'd you think ought to back you? Did the Holy Ghost have a hold of you? Didn't need no backing. Woo! I've lived on this the way I preached for 52 years. It's high 7 times a day, son. Last time Roosevelt run, I was preaching. Who called you to preach?
Jesus.
Why did he call you to preach?
Amen.
Because he wanted you to preach.
Right.
Well, if he called you and he wants you to preach, why in the world do you have to have handshakes and laughs and pats on the back and amen till they give out to get you to say something?
Yeah.
Hell, hell, I beg your pardon. That ain't even what I'm going to preach on. It ain't got a thing to do with it. You won't last as long as a paper shirt in a bear fight if you keep yourself tied off on the stock. I had an old boy in church. Did you ever hear $50,000? When I was a boy, a penny is a blessing. You could buy a big old roll of double bubble with it. But $50,000 over my head and beyond my imagination there. Must be an awful pile of money.
Yeah.
But at that time, money was money. You could buy a gallon of gas for 15, 18 cents. He had $50,000 in the stock market. He was on the board in my church. His spirit was up, and it was down. It was up, and it was down. Stock market religion. Had no write a song from stock market religion, I'm free. From stock market religion, I'm free. I know it now, and I'll tell you how. God delivered me. He said to me one day, he said, Brother Moore, what do you think I'll do with this $50,000 I got in the stock market? I said, you want a solid return on your money? Now, here's the banker talking to you. I said, you want a solid return on your money? He said, that's what I'd like to have. Go down to the bank and put every dime of it in there at 5%. That's what they're paying then. And that solid stuff, and you'll know from service to service what it's making you, and you won't be on that businessman's roller coaster. I'm just going to preach my text here in a minute. Listen, boys, as an old man will tell you, this will hold water. If I'd have quit every church I've had, which has been 9, never a success in any of them, but I meant to be. Got friends everywhere I've been, I thank the Lord. But if I'd have staked my ministry on those that backed me and how they treated me, I'd have quit a long, long long time ago. You know I've been a green light auto store manager, don't you? You know I'm a painter. You know that I'm a machinist and a mechanic and a welder. You know I'm a small engine repairman, don't you? Didn't you all know that? Oh yes, I've been a service station operator. I've been a lot of things. Oh yeah. Yeah, I can do something. I'm not preaching because I can't do nothing else. I'm only preaching because God called me. I don't know why I'm saying this, you boys. Don't take offense at it. If you do, throw the fence down and come on with me. Get in there with all your heart. They don't appreciate me like y'all do. It ain't got nothing to do with it. After a while, further on, we're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. We will hear Elijah singing over there. I'll be tip up in the air and the whirlwind that was fair over there. I'll be there. I'll be there. And the glory of His kingdom I shall share. Well, the saints' reward is paid, and the golden harps are played in a spotless robe arrayed over there. You talk about a time. There'll be Moses to be seen viewing fields of living green. Mary will beat the tambourine over there. You want to go? You got to get unhooked here. You got to get a hold of God here. Don't hang your ministry boys on nothing but the call of God. The cradle of God moves in your bones and go tell it. I've had them stick their tongue out at me. I've had them put their fingers in the ears, sitting back there, put their fingers in the ears on me. It like they took my message. It like they got my anointing. If I was everything Mary said it was, I ought to be hung upside down. She said I chased women. She said I preached for money. She kept her fingers in her ears when we preached. I'm talking to preachers now, I know that. Y'all all listen, you ain't all preachers, are you? Pray for the preachers I'm talking to. I ain't even preaching now, can't y'all tell that?
Well,
said it's too loud every time we have a service, they stuck their fingers in the ears. This is all me, LL, don't take blame for none of it. If you're in this church and you like that, he didn't tell me. Took his fingers in the ears. Always, PA was always too loud. I turned it off one night and preached if I can preach it now over the microphone. Still had her fingers in the ears, still too loud. Preachers ain't so dumb, are they? He may know what you said. He may know what you said. Day and night, preacher boy, don't you folks take offense to me. You precious old souls and you Christian folks here. But we in a fellowship meeting and only a day speaker can get away with this. Don't you try this tonight, son, to sink your boat. But we got preachers here, men that's got to go out and face the world. They ain't going to be bragged on. They ain't going to be talked good about a lot of time. It's the gospel. It's what the apostles went through and the prophets. Hang in there. Hang in there. You know what the colored bishop over 4,000 churches told me when he preached Coy Brown's funeral? They had 23 speakers there. I've had some funerals. I'd like to have done this. They said to the undertakers, go back to the funeral home. We will call you when we need you. I've been there where I pushed them away from the casket and got between them and the saints and kind of elbowed them away. Kind of mean. No, I want them. Let them cry. Quit that talking about stopping them from crying. They wept for 6 weeks at a time in the Old Testament because they lost people and they missed them. And our up-to-date world says, get them some smell of sauce and elbow them away from the casket and act like they all lost their mind and get them all set down over here like a bunch of folks don't know where they're at. Brother Moore's mean, Brother Huff. Don't take the blame for what I say. I've met many a fine undertaker, and I appreciate all of them for hearing you in the business. I respect any man that's respectable. But when they start that stuff of standing at the door like that, we did in our funeral in Oklahoma City and laughed and made fun of our brother, wasn't me, but our brother was preaching that funeral. I saw that. And we called his hand on it. Said, you laughed, didn't you? No, I didn't laugh. Who said that in the Bible? Nay, but thou didst laugh.
Yeah, did laugh.
Amen. Tighten it up. It's all right. You old-time preachers that preach some of you boys in, they hang your hide right out there in front of you. Oh, I mean in a good spirit, but he's after your soul. Amen. I'm going to run out of amens. Be careful here. 23 speakers. A little short statement, small of them. Senator Bob Kerr had a telegram laying on the pulpit saying, don't put Coy, that's a colored bishop, in the ground till I get there. His millionaire boys were sitting on the platform. I was up there with him, just an old white boy, up there with these other white boys and all these black people. After a while, the door opened. An old man, about 7 years old, about 140 pounds, come down that aisle with bishops behind him by the gobs. He was a bishop, the head bishop, over 4,000 churches worldwide. That old man come down the aisle reading 23rd Psalm, slow as he could read it. Come upon the platform. He looked around a little bit. The woman over there with the red hat about that big around, that's not an exaggeration. She's a real heavy-set black woman. He started trying to talk, preach it, bishop, preach! you'd have drowned out everything. You couldn't hear it thunder. I never held a meeting but for one pastor that amen and hollered so I had to ask him to stop so they could hear what I had to say. He drowned me completely out, and I finally said, "My dear brother, would you be quiet a while I preach this, and then you can shout."
Yeah.
Call me for a meeting. That woman got to holler and preach it. She drowned him completely out, sister. You know what the old bishop said? He said, "Have a silent request. Let's all pray together about something. Maybe the Lord work for him." Not him. Not him. He took a look at his elders under him on the platform and said, "Put her out." Have you ever had a meeting where you'd had the guts to do that when you knew it ought to have been done? Never did have no meeting that night. Preacher's all I'm talking to now. Woman sitting there with a big old spoiled child, about 4 or 5 year old, never been spanked since been born. Screaming and hollering, and woman just handed from one to another and tore the whole meeting up. The old time preacher said, "Take her, sis, down into the basement. Take her out into that Sunday school room and give it a good spanking. And if you can't make it stop, keep it in there till we get through in here." He said, "Put her out." They went on, got one on each side of her. She was screaming all the way out. They marched her down the aisle and put her out. And I couldn't hardly keep from interrupting the funeral. Said, "Thank God, brother." We went on, had a great funeral. He preached holiness that day to those millionaires up there with me till you could put in your ear all of us swallow to open our ears at sea level. Well, this ain't even a message. Don't have anything to do. Dangerous to back me too much. Get you into it. I've had beasts and nervous. She didn't know what to do. If I didn't know the Lord called me, quit, children. But it's worth it all. Hang in there. Be men. Let us be men for God. If you go into the Navy, the Marines, or any of our services, you'll find out right quick that they have got standards, whether the church stays with them or not, that they have standards and guidelines, and you'll go by them or wind up in the brig. But my message this morning is very simple, and I've repeated this, and I just like to do what the cooks wants me to do. If we eat at 12:30, I'm stopping. 12:15, I'm stopping. I'm not going to run over their toes and make them mad at me. Appreciate getting to be here with LL and Sister Collins and the church here and what you're doing for the Lord here, and keep it up. I'm not a boss. I wasn't sent to be a boss, but I've been the chairman of this one board 17 years, and I don't know why they keep doing it. I never have had the wisdom it takes to do it, but I'd like to have the grace to tell you the truth. You know the reason our soldiers won? They were well-disciplined troops in World War II. They were great fighters. And they knew what to do. That's what it takes. That's what it takes spiritually too.
Hallelujah.
You got to get your head on straight.
Right.
I'm just an old man. The only reason I'm telling you, 52 years on the road now, and I'm on the way out, and I know it. But hang in there, boy.
Yeah.
You're worth the world to us. Do anything you could to help you, girl.
Yeah.
But we got to walk like the Bible said, or we ain't going nowhere.
Oh,
not to heaven.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to preach on a very simple thought, and I'm sorry to repeat, I don't usually do it. I have some, not much. Found 460 times in the Bible, the word glory. Glory means to praise, honor, praise rendered in worship. Praise, honor, and praise rendered in worship. So we're going to preach on give God the glory in an article in a paper in Oklahoma City. Rescued Air Force pilot thanks God and the Marines. American pilot Scott O'Grady wiping away tears of emotion, thank God, and U.S. Marines Friday for a dramatic rescue from Serb-held Bosnia after almost a week lying low to survive. If it wasn't for God's love for me and my love for God, I'd have never gotten through it. He was the one who delivered me here, and I know that in my heart. O'Grady told 1,000 jubilant well-wishers on returning to his base in northeast Italy. We're reading from the Bible, Joshua 7:19. Joshua 7:19. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. We're picking up a little text here, and that text is, give God the glory.
Give God the glory.
That Air Force pilot, regardless of all the modern facilities we have and efforts we can make, and it is marvelous beyond description, what we have and the know-how that we have. But that boy, when they found him, he said, if it was not for God. America is not giving God the glory like they should. In 1 Chronicles 16 and 28, the Bible said, give unto the Lord. You got to do that. If you don't give God anything, you don't have anything. Not all material stuff, no. But you got to give unto the Lord. Ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Always know that God did it for you. And always tell it's God. Always give God the glory. Amen? Look now in the 29th verse. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering. Come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give God the glory. Man doesn't need it. Doesn't deserve it. But God does. God didn't ask for any something to starve you. He didn't ask you to empty your billfold, not pay your bills. I pastored the church and boy had five children. He come to me and said, I'm way behind on my tithes, Brother Moore. I said, you are. I wasn't keeping record on it. He said, yes, I owe the grocery merchant down here, but I'm going to pay my tithes. I said, you owe the grocery merchant. You take that money and you go down there and you pay that grocery merchant. You pay him what you owe him. And I'll forget about the tithes. I'll beg God to bless you. And God can help you. And you just don't worry. But let's keep a good name with the grocery merchant. He may come up here in business. You go pay the grocery merchant. You go pay the grocery merchant. Give unto the Lord the glory. What done it? God done it. Did you ever get in a place, anywhere in the hospital, on a job, somewhere in a school board meeting or something, and somebody asked you about something that you knew God had done for you, and the devil whipped you out of giving God the glory for that? Well, I see you come out in good shape. Wasn't for old Doc Robson down there and them pills he'd give me. I never, now hold it here. They may have assisted the frame that God's got you living in, but I'm going to tell you, if you got better, you better give God the glory for letting you get better. He's the giver of life. Nobody gives life but God. Give God the glory. Honor the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's rendered in worship. That's reading folks. Hallelujah. Thank God. The Lord commanded us to do it. We're supposed to do it. Let's look further. Let's look at the book of Psalms, 29th chapter, and the first verse. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. David, King David. Greatest king I ever read of. You're wrong on the mercies of God. You're wrong about the mercies of God. Maybe not you individually, but somebody is wrong about the mercies of God. God never justifies evil. He always condemns it and convicts folks that do it. But you're wrong about marking folks out and off because of some things they say and do, because you feel that God won't forgive them, but you're not God. And if God was like that, David would not have been a king all the years he was a king if God was like that. He never justifies evil. Never justifies evil. But you're wrong if you say that God will never bless any people. He had never blessed David like this if David couldn't be forgiven. Amen. Thank God I've escaped the trap. I'm not in the trap. Haven't been in the trap. But I want to tell you what. God is a merciful God. He'd have never blessed David like He blessed him. When you cry, when you pray, when you weep, when you are convicted of things you know you should not have done, and you beg forgiveness, God is the greatest forgiver that ever was or ever will be. I do not justify evil, but we're wrong in saying that God won't help a man that'll turn to Him with all of his heart. What did David teach us? What did David tell us? Give unto the Lord, oh ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. David gave God the glory. I don't know how men fought hand-to-hand combat and slew as many as 100,000 men in one battle. And David fought for years and years. We never have any record of him laying and healing up. Nowhere where he's down and has to get well. How in the world did he fight hand-to-hand combat? Men all around him trying to kill him. Everybody's his enemy wanting to kill him. And him fighting in a circle. I had a vision at one time fighting in a circle. You don't have no vision? Don't worry about that. Where are you to death? I have them. Yes. I had a vision of them fighting in a circle. There's action from every side.
Yes.
fastest man as the sword had ever lived. I reckon he couldn't have fought all them battles and killed hundreds of thousands of men and never was wounded and laid up to heal.
Oh, God.
What did he say to the mighty? He's one of them. You could see King David giving God the glory. God did it for us. God, if we hadn't had... I've lived through the life of five presidents, and we got another fiction down on the West Coast. And I never seen one of them smart enough to do this. It was God, Junior. It was God that brought us out. Were you glad when World War II was over? They danced in the streets of New York City and Chicago and L.A.
Yes.
Brother Moore, were you even out there? Would you dance? Sure, I'd have danced with them. May have been a little different kind of a dance, but I'd have danced.
Hallelujah.
They'd have said, we're dancing because we won the war. I said, here, preach more into it. We gave God the glory. We said, God helped us. That old boy in that submarine, when they dove, when those depths was over it, and he dove for the bottom, they got that holding chamber up there they stand in and look out of, and there's a trap door right under it, and one above it, and on emergency dive, it's known that that bottom door shuts so they can't flood the whole submarine and they die. And this fellow up there at that time on that submarine had to run that screw and run that lid down, and then they had an automatic system that could pump that water out of that, open that other door and let him down in there. He was in the Reader's Digest. The story was. Give God the glory. Why don't you rise and shine and give God the glory? I've been in the hospital and said, step back. We're fixing to give God the glory. Tell you about it in a minute. Why don't you give God the glory? We say you're so smart. You weren't so smart. We're not half smart. We got to give God the glory.
Amen.
Right in the middle of the service station driveway, if you feel like it.
Hallelujah.
Right in the middle of the courthouse. He started that screw down. I was raised in oil field. I know about them things. I used to run a lathe some, and I know. When he started that down, that thing cross-threaded. That lid stood up, and that salt water poured in like lightning. Up he came up his knees. They had that trap door always to save those other 50 men down there. And to save that submarine, that door in the bottom of that holding tower stops. They may have had newer different ones now, but that's what they had then. And then if this floods, they pump it out, open the door and let him in. They got a man up there observing. You understand where we're at now? Okay. Water coming up on him. Frantically trying to shut that thing. Salt water, cross-threaded up there. Pressure of the water wouldn't let it do that. The voice said, George, reverse the screw. George, reverse the screw. Old George turned it, and the water corrected it. Took the pressure off of it, the water corrected it. He ran her down the shutter. Pumped all out and he got down there. He said, who said, George, reverse the screw? Which one of you boys said it? Had intercom run all over the whole submarine. He said, who said that? One face paled and another paled. Another paled and another paled.
Yeah.
They knew nobody said nothing.
Nobody said it.
They was all froze down there. They knew their buddies drowned up in there. He said, boys, I heard you say George reversed the screw.
Yeah.
God's not a talker like I am. I've wasted 10 million words, huh? Oh, Jesus. I never preached a message that I didn't just waste a bunch of words in. Took me forever to even get to my thoughts. Thought I had a great message. Just had one thought. It took me an hour to get to it. That's all I had. God talks when he wants to. And he don't talk like we do. All he had to say is, George, reverse the screw.
Yeah.
You know what submarine done to give God the glory? That's what the Reader's Digest said. That bunch down under the water there, and that submarine said to God, there's a higher power. There's something else. From somewhere. He's the one that tells the geese, get up and go.
Give God the glory.
You know what? Praise, glory is, it's praise and honor and praise rendered in worship.
Thank God.
You can't hold it still when you see when it gets so thick. You'll come out of there. You'll be said, thank God. I've been there when it shouted out of the bed. I got the wrong number, but the right person one morning at church, great preacher like I am, had an office. Only church I ever had an office in. It's good to have an office, JLL. But I, you know, you've been a small preacher. You know what I mean. I didn't have no, but had a telephone too. I went in there to call the person I called and said, hello, say hello here. I got the right person, but I had the wrong number. You ever pull that? I'm preaching on give God the glory, did you? What did you do for it? Did you ask him to give you a raise on job? I worked hard for this and I know I'm worthy. Did you ask church to have to pray about it? Yeah, I did, but I was worthy of it. You haven't given God no glory yet, you're going to lose your raise, maybe your job.
Why not?
Quit treating God like an old sack. Give him the glory. You're good looking, give God the glory for it. Maybe mess your face up on you. Amen. It's right. Folks, don't give God the glory like y'all do. If it wasn't for me, this church would have been down. If it wasn't for you, it may be in better shape than it's in. Don't let me rob you of what belongs to you, but I'm trying to get you to give God the glory. You know why he didn't do anything more than he did for some folks? He never gave no glory for a lifetime to work for. He said, my glory will I not give to another. Some things folks get away with you. Not going to give my glory to anybody else. Not going to have it. Not going to let you give my glory to others. You give my glory to me. It's very important to learn to give God the glory. If I wasn't stout as I am, I'd have never got that done. Did you hear about that black boy? Come up on that car wreck? Oh, yeah, these are two stories. There's four or five men around that car trying to get this door open, get that soul out of there. They couldn't get that door open. They tried every way. There's an old black boy drove up. I know this. I checked this out. He got out, run over to that car, seen that woman trapped in there. He got a hold of that door and pulled her open. And got in his car and left. She got out. What in the world caused that? I can't explain everything. I can't explain a lot of things that happened to me. But I just give God the glory. Don't forget to praise the Lord. I said, who is this? She said, this is Liza. Liza said, where in the world are you? She said, I'm over here in the hospital. What in the world is wrong with you? Liza said, I'm bad sick. Liza, I'm a preacher man over here in the church. She said, I wonder, would you do something for me? Yes, ma'am. Said, do anything in the world again for you. Would you read me the 53rd chapter of Isaiah? I said, I'll do it. Read the whole chapter, huh? She said, I wonder, would you read it through one more time? Just wear my own church out of reading four or five verses. And here's a woman who wants 53rd chapter of Isaiah read twice. I just took it after and read it. I have no run plumb around through there. That won't do anything with you, but it will me. I prayed for a few folks in the nine churches I pastored at and tried to take care of. When you prayed for them, they shouted out of the bed on you. I've had to run from the room, leave it with the sisters. Giving God the glory. Giving God the glory. All I'm preaching on is give God the glory. Liza said, would you read it one more time? I read the whole 53rd chapter of Isaiah again for her. And she said, hey, 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 hey! And we had a hey, 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 hey meeting in the office while the church is waiting on me to return to the auditorium and make my oration. We was having a hey, 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 hey meeting in the church office on the telephone. Give God the glory. More lags better. If I had to put that Sloan's liniment on it, I may have lost it. Well, there's a possibility you might have, but did you ask the church to pray for you? Did you ask the preacher to pray for you? Did you give in request, don't forget me? Well, let's give God some glory then, because you're going to get into it with him. I'm not mean to you, but I know that the Bible teaches us in many, many, many scriptures I cannot read to give God the glory. God said, my glory will I not give to another. That's a command from the Bible, and there's not many people doing that like they ought to do it. Let's read that again. Psalm 29, 1 and 2. Give unto the Lord, ye mighty, ye big folks, ye stout men. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And again, in Psalms 96 and 7. You know what I'm preaching on? Can you tell me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, the stories I could tell you, children, there too. How I saw the Lord work, and not because of me either, no, sir. But oh, give God the glory. You know what we had the days of depression, don't you? I preached at Granite City when Ralph Cook, you knew Ralph? Yeah. His son-in-law was out of work and he wasn't hiring anywhere, depression. Fasted 3 days, went over to a place where they said they were going to hire two or three, and there's over 100 men in that line. And the personnel manager off was up here, and about halfway down stood Ralph Cook's son-in-law. You all know him. Some of you know him. And that fellow stepped out the door, that personnel manager said, down the line there, you down there, not you, the one behind you. No, Father, back. On down, not you. No, raise your hand down. You down. Finally got Ralph Cook's son-in-law to raise his hand. Yeah, that happened. I prayed for Ralph. Stepped out, called him up there and put in the word. Fasted and prayed 3 days about that. Went down to church and said, I tell you what, if I wasn't smart as I was, knowed who all I know, they'd never call on me. I tell you what he done. He went down to church and his wife, he only had said, come on, wife, it's out with me. If you're into it and you're up against it and something got you down and you can't hardly make it, you don't know what in the world to do, and God comes to you, give God the glory, boys, you're tired of meeting up. Hallelujah. One Dick Rogers lay in bed with inflammatory rheumatism, turned him in his sheet, couldn't stand for nobody to touch the bed, hardly hurting so bad he couldn't hardly stand. Here come that old former outlaw, that old former cook, that former gambler. The preacher's gone now and been gone for years. Drove up in the yard in his old car and got out and headed through the door. Dick seen you come and said, don't touch upon it. The brother, don't touch the bed. Please don't touch the bed. Said, I can't stand it. Said, I'm saying, he didn't know that old man. Come right on up on the bed. On his knees right beside. God, he said, I'm here till I rot. If you don't heal him, how God hit Dick Rogers, jumped out on the other side of the bed and shouted all over the room, he'll never have it no more. Brother Warren, how you work that? You can't work that. Well, when he does work that, boy, come on out of there. Giving God the glory and the praise and the honor. I talk about wildfire and fanaticism. See if you can run over somebody and cripple them. I'm talking about worshiping God and giving God the glory. Pardon me, that's just a form of saying, praise the Lord. I forget and do that. I'm going to break myself from that if I can. Give God the glory. Let's look further. We've got nothing here. Oh, it's a long time. You all got put up this a long time. I've done better than this. I've actually done better than this. Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord. I want you to know who I am. Who's out at the door? This is the Lord. This is my name. You know what the word Lord means? I ain't got time to go in all the description of the word Lord. I'm going to tell you, he's head of it. Hey, Lord over all. This is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Poor old dead outfit. I went into a church here a while back just to be sure that they're still doing what they've always done. And that's pray to images. Pray to statues. Poor Mary, I cannot, for the life of me, understand how embarrassed Mary could be if they let him get embarrassed in heaven. Thank God she's shielded from it. To hear what all they've made out of her. She never saved nobody. She never gave her life to save nobody. She was not a redeemer. She was a carrier. She delivered the Son of God to us by the Holy Ghost. And folks have just run that in the ground so that they've made a Savior out of it. Pray to her. Why, she can't no more answer prayer than a bed bug can. But oh, what could you kill for that? You get a money-making machine going on like that bunch has got going on with well over 400 million members worldwide, they can have you wiped out. Don't save. Murray can't save. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised there are folks that's left Pentecost and left holiness and left Pentecost and went into that. Hear that. You hear what he said? I am the Lord. This is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. I stood right there and watched them pray to graven images. Graven images. Stood right in front of them. Crazy. It's nuts.
That's right.
It's foolishness.
Absolutely.
It's idol worship. Yes. Amen. You're not idol worshipers, are you? You don't have a Ouija table, do you? You don't even bet on horses, do you? Well, you don't even need to tithe to my church from horses in Oklahoma, Norman. I live down there. I don't think I don't know. I know about who all's got quarter horses and who's betting on race horses that profess to be Pentecost. I live down there. I'm not a dummy. I may look like I'm not. We don't even need to tithe in my church off the winnings they make on the horses they prayed to win.
No, sir.
Kind of like the price of a dog to me. We got dog racers that raise homeless down there, and they've got dogs, and folks go and bet on them dogs to run. Brother Moore, you're old-fashioned. It's not old-fashioned. It's good sense. You know why Las Vegas is still where it's at? Because they make money off folks that gamble. You know why the fellows are millionaires, those in big casinos, those owns them? Because they make plenty of money on folks gambling. My brother-in-law went up there with about 45, 50 other oil field officials. He was an official. He rode first class too, and that's all right. Nothing harm in that. But I mean, he had the dough. And they give them a free ride up there, Hillel, and furnish them a place to stay because they're represent the multi-billion-dollar industry. And when they went to gamble, my brother-in-law won, Brother L.L. He won.
Win.
Every one of them won. Yeah. Rode the plane back home and won. Said they'll be back when this bites them. They can't quit it.
Yeah, that's right.
It bites poor folks. They gamble. It's a little different, but they gamble. Amen. And it went back next time. It took them all for about $500 a piece. They didn't completely scalp them. They wanted them to come back again because that voice says, go back and try again. You win next time. You hear somebody winning the lottery, how many tickets did he sell? Lost money on it? Roll in about $50 million and pay out $1 million. That ain't bad, is it? Why don't we have some sense and give God the glory? I'd rather pay tithe and offerings and alms into the work of God. I never have been able to stop it, tithes, offerings, and alms. And I'm not bragging that. Never have. Anywhere I've ever been, the Spirit said, give that man $10. Give that man $20. I had all the tithes all paid up a long time ago. But that man needed help. Give it to him. It always works. You'll reap better dividends by investing in God's work and the will of God and doing right things and praising and giving God the glory than you will giving some old boy the glory, some man the glory. I'm talking to you about giving God the glory. I don't mean to sound bad. But did you know Hassel was in the Spirit when he sang? I've heard him when he wasn't. He could sing either way. Hassel, don't you run back and tell me. If you do, I've had it. I'm wiped out, Hassel. And he could sing either way. We're glad he can. I knew him when he was selling insurance, I think. I remember meeting you and I coming up to Island Dayton, Ohio. I said, you ain't doing what the Lord called you to do. I remember that meeting in Texas when I told you he was fixing to lose that group you had and going to do something else. I'd rather have him singing in the spirits any way I've ever seen him. And he always sang good. He's always a great singer. But and I preach good whether I'm anointed or not lots of times. But it's terrible on me. It just grinds my gut. I beg your pardon for the plain expression from Oklahoma. I want you to tell your boy on that Western group he's got singing. I want you to give him an Oklahoma expression from Brother Moore and tell him that Brother Moore said it done him a world of good. Don't you want to give God the glory? Thank God that old woman down in Oklahoma prayed in the woods out there at Payton till she shot herself out of the woods. Her boy was in World War II and away across the briny from the old tree they hunted the squirrels in, that little old Payton, Oklahoma, just a wide place in the road. He is across the water in a foreign land. But Mama went to the woods. She prayed through. God showed her a vision of him coming home. She come home and said, the Lord spoke to him in the woods. And I saw him coming home. A few days, got word he was injured. Uh-oh. Mama. Looked like she kind of messed up on that. She never gave it up. Months later, an old bus pulled up and paid in Oklahoma. Soldier boy got out. Rained bad, puddles of water all the way out to Burnett, about 5 miles out there. Couldn't get a ride. He just took off walking in the moonlight through the mud holes. He's going home.
Going home?
He's going home. Somebody seen him not far from the house and rushed down the house, said, guess who's coming down the road? Mama said, I know who's coming down the road. How in the world did you know who's coming down the road? God told me it'd be back. Woo! He come in the house. Mama didn't say, son, did you kill any of them? How'd the battle go? No, sir. He got in that house. Mama grabbed him. He went crying. Mama went shouting. Give me God the glory. Woo! Folks get all hopped up on some kind of dope, make a fool out of themselves. Some saint go to church, give God the glory. Make fun of them just because they shouted. Why don't you rise and shine and give God the glory, glory, rise and
shining. Give God the glory, glory, rising, shining. Give God the glory, glory, soldiers of the cross. Stand a horn, praise the Lord. The Israelites camped off over in the Bible. Philistine said, what's that we hear amongst them? It's the voice of a shout, they said. Their God is amongst them. Us Holy Rollers down in Oklahoma, us Pentecostal people, had the power of God with us. And I'm not saying no one has down there. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The law has been called on us more than once in the past years in that country. And I'm going to tell you another thing. As many law went away from there, I said, you better leave them folks alone. You better leave them folks alone. You may not understand them. You may not understand them. I don't want to get too far in the Bible. Sometimes I do because of a few little experiences I've had along the way. I get a little too far from the thus saith the Lord, but I know some things that's happening in my day and has happened, and I've given God the glory for them. Are you giving God the glory? You know what I'm preaching on? Give God the glory. My glory will I not give to another. Did you know a 36 Pontiac 6 is one of the best automobiles ever made in the world? There's just one reason for that in my life. And it's for miracles that God gave me. It's that old car. I had a 37 green Plymouth with big old long radio rails, one on each side. Anybody would want one of them.
Sure.
37 green Plymouth. It wouldn't start if it come a do. I fell out so with Christ Corporation till I've never bought nothing else that had that Christ connected with. But I know that's all out, you see. I overhauled it. I was a mechanic then. I built the engine. I sprayed the distributor stuff and guaranteed not to let any moisture in the wires. I sprayed the wire with it. Next dude, B, get behind it and push it with me until she fell down the snow, and I just embarrassed her. I said, Lord, if you'll help me on this car trading, I've got out of gear on this. I'm your child. I'm doing my own trading, and you're just going to have to trade with me because I can't read these fellas' minds. I can't see the inside of them engine. They dock that stuff, and I don't know about it, what they're doing to it. You're going to have to help me. I'm a young man. I don't know much. I went down to Color Town to watch the Lord work. And there sat a 36 black Pontiac 6 sitting there for sale. But this green Plymouth with these big, tall radio wires, colored boys loved that. Beautiful paint job and them big radio wires. I drove in. How'd you trade? He told me. I started in and thump, 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 thump. I heard a man knocking in. Spirit said to me this time, buy the car. I paid him a little difference and drove it. Drove it home, pulled a pan and dropped number 2 main on it. Bad insert. Just put the insert in there and put it back. Has all the trouble. I drove to California and back, and California and back, and Idaho and back. One day I said, this is a low mileage car without a doubt. It's clean looking underneath and everything. I made a mistake, LL. I called the original owner and said I had 150,000 miles on it when I traded it in. But you know what I begin to see? God is helping me. God is helping me. Planted your old garden, you asked God to help you with it. First thing you know, you made a bumper crop. You had more than you know what to do with. And did you forget who gave it to you? It's very simple, but you'd be surprised the reason God don't like the way some folks are doing. They don't give him no glory for nothing. You knew Vince Wilson? He walked 6, 8, 10 miles. I know about him. I went right in there behind him. Johnny Trevithan was alive then and a bunch of old. I was young. Vince had walked for miles, never learned to drive at 6 years old. He walked for miles in them mountains. Walk up the house and they said, Vince, they come for church. Said, have you had any meal? Not recently. He'd fast a bunch of time. And we've had supper, but we'll get you some. He said, you don't have to have a pound of cornbread and some milk, do you? Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of that. He'd get him a big old bowl. And he'd put that milk in there and crumble that cornbread in it. And sit there and eat that. And every little bit, Vince would right back and say, glory be to God. Glory be to God. That woman down there, I've been to some famous places. Lamar, everybody knows where Lamar is at, don't they? Frog Level. Places like Slap Out. You don't see any register on him. That's some of the famous places I've held meetings. I was preaching a meeting in Lamar, Oklahoma. Got so big we had to move out in the yard. I mean, the church wouldn't hold them. Had to borrow lamps and borrow seats to meet and got so big on it. Down next to the fence was a pile of rocks tall as that door, slanted up each side. They'd bust up a bunch of rocks from somewhere and pile them down. A Holy Ghost power come down one night. A young lady about 14 years old danced away from the light. You could see that pile of rocks way up down there, but there wasn't no light down there. She had her arms in the air, praise God. She danced up one side of them, across the top and down the other side. Never did know she'd done it, I don't reckon. Anybody else fell, killed herself, with their eyes wide open, nearly down in the dark, trying to climb over that pile of rocks, this old jagged rock. She shouted all the way up them, all the way across the top, all the way down the other side, with her hands in the air, glorifying God. God likes it. Bring it to me with your offering, and serve Him in the beauty of holiness, and give glory unto the Lord. Let God have the glory. I don't get to repeat, but some of the old folks hadn't heard these old time stories. It might help you. I noticed they more with the Bible than to just tell experiences, but if the experiences fit the day we're in and the Bible backs it, that kind of helps you know people in our day can get a little help. I told you about York dying in the hospital, then drove up Oklahoma City Spirit, bid me stop at the University Hospital. Walked in, county commissioner standing on the bottom floor, J.O. York's brother. LD said, J.O.'s gone. I said, I don't believe where they ain't that sight? I never talk like that. Well, that was as bad as I've done since I've been here on the boo-boo I pulled here with you. Don't you tell it. But I never talked that bad, did I?
Hello?
No, his own brother said he's dead. I said, don't believe a word of it. Why'd that come out of my mouth? He just did. I said, where's that? It's on the fifth floor. I walked up to the fifth floor while I run up there. And there's R.D. McDaniel. He's an old preacher now. Stayed in the same church together 50 years ago or more. He's standing outside the bed. I walked in and looked at him. And when it did, the spirit hit him. Did you ever have the spirit hit you? Well, maybe it didn't hit you. Did it ever move on you? Could you tell there's something different going on? You'd be like Curly Wilson, went to Dakota folks meeting with him, two white people and a whole bunch of Dakota. Said, Brother Moore, walk up and request a song of them. Go ahead, Curly. He walked up and said, what'd you sing? He's gone for quite a while. Standing on the other side of the bed, and when Richard looked up and saw me, nurse standing there working on J.O., the power of God came upon him. He went to, you ever get the jerks? The Methodists used to. The old time Methodists got the jerks and fell and sold us out and hauled them home. The Methodists did. They don't like to admit that, but they did. They're showers. Firebrands. You get teaching that Bible too much to anybody. I don't care what you say they believe, they'll come out there jerking and jumping. Can't keep punch. You keep that Bible on, they'll come out there. The Spirit of God wants you to give Him glory. All the way I'm not doing it in praise and worship. What the dictionary says. And I believe that's what the Bible teaches. Not every time does the Bible teach what the dictionary says. You know what some folk are basing their belief on? What they read in some commentator or what the dictionary said? The Spirit's dealt to me a lot of times about that. Natural man receives not the same Spirit of God because they're foolish unto him because it's Spirit to discern. So how in the world can a carnal man that don't know God write you a book and make you more spiritual with it if he don't even know what the Spirit is? Amen? Brother Moore, you're strange. I'm not strange at all. For instance, if we were going to teach a foreigner our language here today, and we'd get him over here, and we've got him here, and we'd say, now the word fast means to go like the lightning. Yes, I say now. And the word fast means to nail secure so it can't move. And the word fast means to abstain from food and water. You've got us to mix it up before we ever learn to nothing. He don't know what in the world to think of you. You hear the Holy Ghost speak to somebody and you're bold enough to judge that because it sounds near to what the next word said. Have you ever listened to Del Rio, my friend? Sound like they're saying the same thing over and over to me. Watch what you say about the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. Amen. The preacher on the other side of the bed said, oh, hallelujah! The power of God hit him when I walked in the door. I couldn't help that. Little nurse standing there, I said, step back, says, you can't do a thing for him. You've done everything you can. She did. We didn't even have to scream or holler. I do that. In the spirit and out of the spirit. I'd rather take a chance on saying glory to God and said all my life and never do it if God never moved on me. Say, I miss you, lad. I look for you. I know you didn't dodge me. It just wasn't there, that's all. You can't be able to. Didn't you feel the spirit a while ago? I did too. We just kind of hold back a little something down. We don't want to get in the preacher's way. I wish you'd get up if you felt like and run up through there. You wouldn't be in my way, not a bit in the world. You believe in giving God the glory, don't you? I believe right in the hospital. Woo! Walked up to him, looked down at him, opened his eyes and bade him, said, "How are you, LD? Smart man. Owned grocery stores. Had money in two banks. Hell, you people, hold them jumping shouters is off. No, they're not all off. Crawled out of that bed in just about 2 days to come home. Lived for years and years. One of the greatest Bible preachers I ever heard preach. Son-in-law was lost. He was superintendent of the law company. He's standing at the door looking in. His dying father-in-law, he loved him with all his heart. He's dead. Here we walk in and stir all that commotion up. All God wanted out of it was a $40 bill. No. Glory is all they wanted. I'll not give it to anybody else. And if you're ashamed to give it in the hospital, on the hospital bed, in the doctor's office, downtown, on the bus, on the train, on the plane, God don't like it. Don't like it. I'm full of stories. I could tell you stories on planes, and LL knows about the healing on that plane, and that girl saying they talked in her language and didn't even know her language. The Holy Ghost spoke to them. She heard plain in her language what they said, and they didn't even talk her language, praying for a sick person on the plane. What happened? He preached for years. Preached for years. Son-in-law walked out in the hall. Wasn't saved. He seen this happen. He met folks coming down the hall. Said, "God can do anything." And he was daring somebody to say he couldn't. He'd look him right in the eyeball. Anybody? He wasn't saved. He said, "God can do anything." He's just waiting on them to say he couldn't. He said, "Give God the glory." How about those sore legs? How long's it been since you had it? Those sore legs. How long been since you had that old sore? Did you forget it? Don't forget it. Give God the glory for it. Thank God. I've got to go a little further because you have to preach on till lunchtime, whether you're anointed or not. The people, you're here to preach, and you just got to keep preaching until it's time to eat. Amen. 48th chapter and the 10th verse of the book of Isaiah. "Behold, I refined thee, but not with silver. I chosen in the furnace of affliction for my own sake. Even my own sake will I do it." I don't know why God likes it, but he does. "For how shall my name be polluted? I will not give my glory unto another." When you get in the fire furnace and look like I'm going to burn you to a crisp, don't forget when I bring you out of it to give God the glory. God brought me out of it. I'm here by the grace of God. I'm here by the power of God. I'm here by the mercy of God. I'm here because God had mercy on me. Are we going to wait till we face death and then say, "Lord, if you'll help me, I'll glorify your name"? You may ought to do a bunch of it before you get down there. Oh, Jim. Alcoholic, I knew it. I knew the last thing he bought at that 7-Eleven was that booze every night, that beer. He drank a lot of that. Another, he was the first vice president of a big bank down in Norman. We built a church and run out of money. I needed money to finish that church, mortgage my old house, finally to do it for the folks. But you know what? I went into Jim loaned me some money to build a church. Boy, I'm not loaning you a dime to give them church people. They're going to sink your boats. You better get away from them church folks. They'll ruin you. I didn't know that. I never have known that. I ain't found that out yet. Amen. Church, you were singing fool with. I didn't know that.
No.
I ain't learned that yet.
No.
Well, you ain't had no experience. I know it. Just 9 churches. And this one board, this one pain in the neck board I've been on for 17 years. I love every one of them. They know it.
Yeah.
Different church than I'm in. Some folks said they had a lot of trouble down at church house. That's all I've known for 52 years of church. I've met some of the crookedest hypocrites whatever walked. And it had no effect on me. I knew there's a God. I've seen too much believe that stuff. I know that God was real. We need to give him the glory. You got to put in your pulpit some people up to make them give God the glory. After he does something for them. After he moves for them. After he does great works for them. You just got to put in your, pull them up to get them to give God the glory. My glory will I not give to another. I'll not let you. You know, I beg your pardon. I have so many thoughts and they're all so important until I can't remember all of them. I had a church. And an old mother in my church came to me and said, "Reverend so-and-so at Tulsa said if I'd send him a $10 offering, he'd put a rock, a little rock, in an altar he's building. Rock altars built by preachers." That's a funny sounding deal to me, seemed like. Prosperity billfolds and all that kind of stuff. It always just didn't even ring true to me. In fact, I found quickly that God was not in it. He said if I'd send him $10, he'd put a rock in that altar he's building for me. He had to have $10 for a little rock. And he had hundreds of little rocks. He's going to cement in that fresh cement in that altar, a rock altar he's built. Mother, I said, would you send him an immediate answer and tell him that your pastor told you that that $10 was needed on the gas, lights, and water bill at the local church, but go ahead and put a rock in there for you anyhow. You're going to give the $10 at the local church and get back to me as soon as he answers you. He never did answer. Down at your home church, where the old boy, white head, black head, brown head, or whatever he is, where he's struggling to help you and praying for you, and you know he lives right, give God the glory down there. Keep the doors open down there. Give God the glory down there. Let God bless you down there. Amen? Be glad you did. He'll visit there one night in a way like you've never seen. And you'll go away saying, God is in this place. Give God the glory. Do you do it? Are you giving God the glory like you should? Here it is again. It's all over the Bible. Here it is in the book of Jeremiah, 48th chapter, and the 10th verse. Let's go further. I want to go to another. I've got that for you. I want to go to the book of Acts. We're going to close pretty quick right here. My message this morning, very simple, very shallow, and not that interesting, and I appreciate your interest, but is give God the glory. If you have to get outside the road, boy, and dance a jig in the gravel, do it. Give God the glory. I can truth to say, if I die this evening, if I've ever said anything that's blessed you or helped you, and I hope I have, across the country, tell them Brother Moore said, give God the glory. I like to hear Roy sing, thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Thank God wherever you may be. Thank God. Here in the book of Acts, we're going to close with this one. Book of Acts, 12th chapter, 21st verse. Upon a set day, Herod arrayed in royal apparel, set upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout. They'll shout whether God's entered or not. Saying it's the voice of a God and not of a man. Great God, have mercy. And immediately the angel Lord smote him. You can't see him. He comes through walls. He appears in lion's den. He appears in jailhouses. He appears in hospital beds. The angel of God appears in the hold of ship at sea. And the angel of God was standing there. And he couldn't see him. And when he done, he killed him. Smote him. Why did he do it? Anybody know why? Why did he do it? He didn't give God the glory. Didn't kill him because he's a sinner right here necessarily. Judgment fell on him because he wouldn't give God the glory. Judgment fell on him. You praise people because they make a big speech, go to head, God may kill them. Not give God the glory, God may kill them. Kill this one. Made a good talk, made a good speech to him. He didn't give God the glory, and the angel of the Lord smote him. Smote him. Immediately the angel of God smote him. He was eating the word and gave up the ghost, and the word of God was magnified. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come in. Let's have a word of prayer. Everyone that will, come right in. Meet me at the altar, will you?